And when he came down to visit the Jaguars, did you have a feeling that they may be draft you or at least sign you as a free agent?
Yeah, I had a very good feeling that they were really interested in me. You know, I feel like I had pretty good chemistry with the coaching staff, and you know, I feel like they really wanted to hopefully grab me in the draft or a free agency, and it's ended up what happened.
Dave Caldwell said you dominated your competition. Do you feel like you improved every year?
Yes, I think I did. You know, coming in as a freshman, I felt like I was a really raw player. I just used my athletic ability to get over, and I think throughout the years I really worked on my craft and developed my route running, and just made plays when I had to in crucial times, and I feel like I developed as a player every single year.
How concerned were you in junior, senior year that scouts may not find you because you're off the radar?
It was always a thought in the back of my mind. But, you know, I feel like scouts find players everywhere. Even though I might not have been on the biggest stage, you know, I feel like I went out there and made plays every chance I got. And, you know, scouts, I guess, heard of me and end up seeing me more and more. And, you know, just doing whatever you can and every opportunity is what you need to do to be seen. And I feel like I did that pretty well.
Sure. You played in an all-star game, right?
Yes, sir.
How much do you think that helped?
I think that helped a lot. I feel like before that, people didn't really know how well I would stack up to competition outside of, you know, the Big South Conference, which I was in, which is FCS school. And I feel like going down there to the College Gridiron Showcase and playing against players from all over the nation, FBS teams, you know, and doing well against them, it really helped. Help boost my stock a little bit and help show scouts and teams what I could really do, no matter the circumstances or no matter if it's a FCS owner or FBS opponent.
Some folks kind of project you as like a swing tight end type. Are you comfortable in that type of role?
Yes, sir. I feel like I would be able to, you know, play on the inside, play on the outside. I think all year I've really moved my position around a lot, so it wouldn't be a new thing to play on the inside as a sort of like a receiving tight end, and you know, I would definitely be up for it, and I'm ready for the challenge.
What were your thoughts as kind of the clock ran down tonight? Was there a fear you might not be selected today?
Yeah, it was definitely a thought. I wasn't sure leading into the draft if I was going to be selected by any teams or not. You know, I was on that border of, you know, sixth, seventh round to priority free agent, so I didn't really know what was going to happen. But as a seventh round hit, I was getting a little worried. And then, you know, the Jaguars gave me a call and gave me some good news, and here I am.
You know, some agents tell their players if they get to the seventh round, they're better off not being drafted because they can get more offers from more teams. But I guess you'd rather be drafted, is that right?
Yes, sir. And especially in this circumstance, you know, I think the Jaguars were a top team that, even if I hadn't have got drafted, I would have considered going to in the first place. So, you know, it worked out that I actually did get drafted to a team that I felt that I would be able to, you know, have an impact on and do my best at.